Christ is building you into a place where God lives through the Spirit. That's the end of our Ephesians scripture today. Christ is building you into a place where God lives through the Spirit. I don't know about you, but when I think of myself as a building where God lives through the Spirit, well, I feel incredibly inadequate. You see, there was a strong division between the Jews and the Gentiles. The author actually used the term atheos, which meant without God. To remove those walls would take nothing short of a miracle. Jesus' blood was that miracle. The early church was a profound gift of new life in Christ. What saddens me most today is that we are increasingly becoming a world where battles or walls are being built every day over people who believe that they are the ones right with God and everyone else is the atheist. We'd like to think that if we built a wall all the way around our country, we, those inside the wall, would be great. But then it wouldn't be long till we would need to build walls around our state, and then around our city, and then around our neighborhoods, and then tall fences around our homes, and then, as I did as a child, tape down the middle of the room where only I'm allowed. We tend to think fences make for peace. Everything on my side is mine and I control it, and if you leave it alone, we're good. Robert Frost said, good fences make good neighbors. We think big locks keep us safe and security checks prevent violence and big fences keep drugs and criminals and enemies out. Karen Chokian says that peace comes only by eliminating the hostility behind dividing walls. Peace comes only by eliminating the hostility behind dividing walls. Jesus told us we are one. Purchased with the same blood of Christ. Nothing separates us. I can't help but talk a little bit about our week last week. 11 of us traveling to the poorest area of San Francisco, called the Tenderloin. It's true, many people thought we were crazy going to San Francisco to do mission work. It's a fancy town on the ocean, beautiful part of the country. Sure, you're going to do mission work. And yet, we were in the midst of a tremendous amount of poverty and pain and suffering. To be honest, we were all a little hesitant walking in to this church basement early in the morning to serve anywhere from 400 to 700 plates of food to these people who needed us. Let me tell you, it didn't take me long to realize that before I arrived at Glade, I had put this wall up where I was on one side and they were on the other, and I was going to be helping them out. And very quickly, in all actuality, I realized that we were the same people. They had families. They had grandchildren. They had stories. They had faith. They had smiles. They cared for one another. They cared for me. They cared for everyone in our group. We weren't helping them. We were helping one another. Once the walls were down, there was a peace about our time together. Every morning we'd get up real early, and most of you know that I don't do real early very well. But we would get up real early, and we would walk the 4 blocks from our hostel to this church. We would all be dragging and moving pretty slow, and we would come around the corner and we would see all the people lined up for breakfast. And they would wave at us and tell us good morning. We would see the people we had talked to the day before. We'd walk in the doors and we'd get our aprons and gloves on. We'd get our job assignment and we would start working. 3 hours later, we would walk out of Glide different people. We would walk out laughing and moving quickly and telling stories about people we met. We were energized by our time, because we'd been spending time not in fear, not in differences, but in unity. All the same. Sure, the people we served had fallen on hard times. Some had even gotten into tough situations because of bad decisions. But we all had the same bloods running through our veins. We all had the same Creator. We all have the same needs. And any one of us could have been in that same place. We can look back on times right here in this church when there have been walls that have divided us. Times when it was more about us versus them than about being the temple of God. Churches all over this world have gone through major decisions and times when they dream of everyone else seeing it our way. Some churches have literally divided over differences. Our scripture today says that Christ already took care of the differences that matter. We are made one in Christ. That's all that matters. It's not about anything other than the peace of Christ that comes from God. We say that every Sunday morning. The peace of Christ be with you. Some of you love it. Some of you hate it. But we don't say it as a simple greeting to one another. We say it to remind ourselves that former enemies who wouldn't touch one another, who wouldn't eat with one another, now reach out to one another in peace and harmony. Because of Christ's love, we can have peace with one another only because of Christ. I know that some of you are friends with one another and have been friends with each other before you came to Highland Park. Maybe some of you came here because of friends. But many of us would never have met. Or if we had, we certainly wouldn't have traveled in the same circles, because of our career choices or our family lives or our upbringing or things we enjoy. But we come together each and every week because we want to develop these dwelling places for God. When we join together in unity and understand that we're all growing and building together, it's easier to let those walls down. It's easier to go out into our community and let those walls stay down. It's easier to walk into places that we might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But we can walk in and love because of Christ. As I read our Mark scripture today and struggled with the balance of the Ephesians scripture, one talking about coming together and being one, the other talking about the need to get away and rest for a while. Yet everywhere Jesus and the disciples went, there were more and more people, and they just couldn't get away. Rather than insist on getting away, Jesus taught them. We may feel like we're in a different place today. People aren't searching for Jesus anymore like that. We don't have them lining up on the sidewalks waiting to get into church before the preacher gets here. We don't have them wanting to get just a brief touch to make them feel better. Actually, I think we're moving into an era where few feel like they even need to gather together. There's plenty of info on the internet. We can read all we want. We can stream all we want. We can listen to any kind of music. We can listen to any kind of sermon. We can even attend a virtual church. That wasn't the case then, but I don't think that's what Christ wants for us today. We're to bind together to be community to one another, to be the body of Christ, and we can't be that alone. It takes many hands and many feet. It takes dreaming together. It takes praying together. It takes working together. We all talked about the first night. What would have happened if we hadn't been there? There are so many people waiting for food. What would happen if one morning the volunteers just didn't show up? We are needed to be together and to work together and to serve together. The beautiful part of this story for me is that here is Jesus, the one that is able to meet the demands of the many. He's weary, but he teaches anyway. He wants to be alone, but he touches and heals. He's hungry, but he feeds. I don't know if we can really understand hunger. Sure, we can remember going 4 or 5 hours without food and having our stomachs rumble. Maybe we've had tests or surgery and had to go 10 or 12 hours and can understand a bit more. But to not know where your next meal is coming from, to not know where you might lay your head to rest, to not know how to get warm or to stay dry. Jesus walked among them. He was tired and he was hungry and he wanted to be away from people, but he continued on about his Father's business. We look at ourselves and we think, I am so busy. I don't have time to take care of my family and get everyone where they need to go and keep up on my housework and much less do unto others. How can I make it to church on Sunday, much less find time to serve at God's family dinner or the food pantry or the street drop-in center? How can I possibly do that? We are the hands and feet of Christ. When weary, when wanting to be alone, when hungry, when. We are the hands and feet of Christ. I read someone say that it's our job to be the fringe on the hem of Jesus' cloak for people that are reaching out to touch just the fringe. May we be so. May we be so. Amen. And amen.